How's it going, guys?
Doing well.
I love the enthusiasm. Sounds
Yeah.
like I'm talking
Oh, yeah.
to myself.
Well, I thought you were.
No, I was talking to you guys.
Oh, okay.
That's right. That's fine. So, we got a big week. We had a big 2 weeks, actually, because of some last-minute scheduling errors last week prevented us from recording.
Boo.
I apologize. I had silly work things. But here we go. Yeah, I actually forget what the assignment was, but I did have a work assignment last Sunday, which means I couldn't record. So,
how dare you?
I know. I'm sorry. We got some stuff to talk about. There's a lot of news. So we got some reviews to go through. Jason has a comic rack to pick apart.
Of some kind.
And that's right. Got those
and text messages.
Bees. We got those buzzing bees. Buzz, buzz. So, let's get down to it. First of all, we have the Nintendo download, which it seems like we get every week. Maybe it's because it all every week.
Oh man, you know what? I was really sad we missed last week's because did you guys check out that game Floor Kids?
Yes, I saw that.
How cool does that game look?
I came very close to buying that.
Oh man, if you do, let me know. I also looked at it and I was like, so tempted. I was so tempted. That's like breakdancing. Yes.
I mean, how the hell often do you see that?
Yeah. And it just Good looks Lord. Fun. It yeah, just it looks like a fun game. Yeah. So I just wanted to bring that up.
That was a good one.
It did look good. It looks interesting. But this week we have a few big games that hit. So we have Enter the Gungeon, which released on PS4, PS, and PC, and I think it came out on Xbox One as well. Earlier in the year, it's a dungeon crawling, gun shooting, shoot 'em up. Looks, it was on my radar, but I never got it. We got Yooka-Laylee, which is a 3D platformer in the vein of Banjo-Kazooie, and Romancing Saga 2. I don't know what that is.
That's an old game, isn't it?
Yeah, it is really old, actually.
Okay.
It's like 23 years old.
Oh,
if I remember, because I was reading into it because it looks interesting and it sounds interesting, and it's like built on the same engine I think that Final Fantasy V was, two or three,
oh,
or
wow.
five or one of those. Yeah, so it's a little storied game, so it's got some history behind it.
Interesting.
Yeah, but for those that have never played it, it's like a role playing game. Is that 8-bit graphic kind of pixelated thing, and you take over, you're like the emperor and the empress, and you team up with a bunch of other people that you rule over this land, and you're trying to take out the seven soldiers or seven warriors. And it's kind of crazy, I guess, is as you fight more characters, the bad guys actually get harder. So they're like,
oh,
don't grind, they said, otherwise like the bosses are like really, really hard. And then on top of that, like, as you die, or if your character gets hurt, you have X amount of, like, life points. And if those life points end, you start over with a new generation of heroes.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. So it sounds interesting.
It does sound interesting.
I
don't know what to say other than that it sounds interesting, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it Romancing Saga or Romancing Saga?
I think it's Saga. I don't know.
Because I see there's a capital G.
Yeah, there's a capital G as well. Saga.
Saga.
Maybe.
Sagat. It's a game about Sagat? Is that it?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's a rom-com about Sagat and his love.
Oh, man. That's amazing. Oh, wait. Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Wow. Giving it away here.
You know it. So, I don't know. I mean, it's on sale, too. It's only like $15, if I remember correctly.
Well, that's cool.
So, I don't know. I think it's worth a checking out if you, you're into those kinds of things.
I'm getting the Yooka-Laylee.
Are you?
Yeah, I wanted to get that on Xbox, and then I just skipped it. Now that
Honestly,
it's on Switch, I'll dig in.
The Switch is going to include all of the updates. So, when that game came out, it wasn't perfect. It had a lot of small technical issues. I mean, I still really liked the game. It was still a lot of fun. but they've smoothed over a lot of the problems it had, and all of those fixes came to the Switch, and then it's also on the Switch. So, honestly, if you have the choice, for me, if I have the choice to buy a game on the Switch or somewhere else, I'm going to be buying it on the Switch.
Yeah, me too.
You know. We got some other stuff this week, too. Those are the big ones. We got Gorogoa. I don't know what that is. One More Dungeon. Don't know what that is. We got the Neo Geo, The Last Blade.
Yeah!
Yep, I was going to say, Jason, you know what that is?
There's our Neo Geo Game of the Week.
Heck yeah.
I've actually never played this, so.
Oh.
I don't know. It looks like some kind of samurai fighting game that is not Samurai Showdown.
Yeah, I think it's a 2D platformer.
Oh, is it?
It might be.
It's a fighting game.
Is it a fighting game?
You're probably so. Right. Like 90% of the titles on Neo Geo.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, you're right. Actually, it's a fighting game.
It's thematically similar to the Samurai Showdown series. Yeah, no kidding.
I just threw new sprites on it, sucker. That's the next sentence. Oh my god.
It's a winner.
Just make like a massive package of Neo Geo fighting games.
You know, I would probably buy like a Switch cart that was loaded up with Neo Geo games. I would buy that over these piecemeal releases. I bought one of them. I bought King of Fighters. I think it was 98.
Yeah.
Just because I have good memories of that game. But there's like so many now on the Switch. I think they should just release a compilation and they'd probably sell 10 times better.
Or you pay like $3 a month and you get your free Neo Geo game for the month.
Yeah, that too.
The Neo Geo subscription.
Neo Geo Pass.
Speaking of that idea, when are we getting the virtual console?
Probably never. Probably never.
I don't know.
Where you subscribe to Nintendo and you get one NES game a month. When are we getting that?
I'm starting to think it's not coming.
Well, which just boggles my mind because the Nintendo just sold 10 million units.
I know.
The Nintendo Switch.
This is crazy. So,
yeah.
Yep. Is that part of our news?
Yep.
Ooh. Talk about a segue.
Hell yeah.
10 million Switches.
We did off the rest of these games. So,
well, there's also Mutant Muds. There's something else.
Yeah.
Mutant Muds is pretty fun. I had the first one for the Switch. And it's fun. You run around, you shoot stuff.
Yeah.
Well, this one has this is like a compilation. It has a puzzle game in it. I don't know what that means, though. So, that's it.
I think we're probably going to see a lot more stuff like this if, like, the compilations of older stuff, if the Switch really did sell 10 million and still, you know, and keeps that sales pace going, because there's a huge install base now for this thing. I'm surprised. I'm shocked
that it did this too. Well. And I think they'd be making even more money if they made a stupid virtual console and sold all of your old games. Like, I would go buy Metroid 2 right now, or the new one right this second if I could.
Yeah, me too. I would buy my 800 millionth copy of Super Mario Brothers 3.
Yes, yeah. And Super Mario World.
And World. I mean, I remember hearing before Switch came out where they were talking about, like, you know, your Wii U purchases carrying over and all of that stuff. And where did that go? I just disappeared. Yeah.
I mean, I can't understand why they're not looking at, like, the Xbox and being like, hey, look, they do backward compatible and they're selling games like crazy, you know? And I don't know. I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Either.
Speaking of older collections coming to the Switch, we didn't get a chance to talk about this because we didn't record last week. Mm. The Mega Man Legacy collections are coming to the Switch, which is super cool.
Yeah, I'm into that.
And the Mega Man X collection. Which is
and Street Fighter.
I'm into that. Oh, yes.
Big time.
Capcom's getting on board.
Yes.
That's super cool. And another one that you guys might not be as excited about, but I'm pretty excited about, is the Bayonetta 1 and 2. If you buy Bayonetta 2 physically, you get a download code for Bayonetta 1.
Yeah, no, I'm into that, Eric, because I played the first one and I really liked it, but I never played the second one, so I'll get that.
I haven't played these, but I've heard they're really good.
The first one is great.
Yeah. It's just like a hack and slash, like Devil May Cry thing game, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But with like really fast action and stuff.
Right.
It's probably faster than...
Really fast.
Yeah, probably faster than DLC. Super
cool action scenes and such.
Is it like the Flash? Are you like the Flash using force powers?
Well, you know, there is kind of a Flash in the game because Bayonetta, her hair actually is some sort of super weapon. And also makes up her outfit. So when she uses it as a super weapon, they artfully disguise the fact that she's not really wearing it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So there's a Flash.
The more powerful your moves, the less clothes she wears.
Yes.
Oh.
Interesting design choice.
What an interesting selling tactic to little men.
This game is loaded with interesting design choices, but it's fun.
It's really cool that Bayonetta is basically Nintendo now.
Yeah. You know,
Nintendo, yeah, I mean, not explicitly, but Nintendo funded Bayonetta 2.
Interesting choice of words.
What was that?
I said interesting choice of words. Explicit.
I'm sorry. I my train of thought.
But it is. It's like a Nintendo series. Totally.
Yeah,
is.
Basically it is. And it's so great because so many people are so upset because they played the first one on the PS3 and the Xbox 360 and now it's a Nintendo series. It's great. I love it. I'm a little spiteful on that.
I'm very excited about the Street Fighter collection, by the way. I feel like I have to say that again.
What games are included in that?
Everything up to Street Fighter 4.
Including 4?
Yeah.
No.
Oh. Okay. That's still cool.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a lot.
I mean, just to play Street Fighter 3 again, which I haven't played in a really long time, and Alpha, the Alpha games, oh man. I'm so into that.
Is this going to include the version of Street Fighter 2 that already released on the Switch?
No.
Okay.
It does not include that.
Now, that would have been interesting.
Mm-hmm. And I guess, you know, technically it doesn't include that other one, which basically is the Switch version with some minor alterations. Came out a couple of years ago, but it looks...
On the 360?
It looks like the Switch version, yeah. So it doesn't include that either. But those are, like, I think, like the only ones.
I like the straight pixel graphics a lot more than I like those redrawn assets that they used. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's just me, but I think it's
better. Well, they're classic, you know. I mean, certainly that's what I grew up with, you know, the Super Street Fighter.
Right,
graphics.
Well, I wouldn't say I grew up with them. I would say that they were there when I started playing video games, so I played.
You definitely didn't grow up with them, unless you remember a previous life.
Well, no, my grandfather had an SNES.
Okay.
So, and he had Street Fighter 2, the one that is on the SNES Classic Edition.
Right.
So that's what I played.
Right.
So that's what I remember from my childhood.
That was probably my favorite. And then Alpha 3, I freaking love. So I'll be very much looking forward to playing that again.
You know, it's really tough to get on those older ones.
What's that?
In my opinion, it's tough to do the charge inputs.
Oh.
God, to do his kick or whatever.
Wow. Yeah. I don't like those guys. So I don't use them.
Yeah. Guile's kicks are so good, though, just his base kicks. You don't even really need
those. Yeah, Eric.
And actually kicks my ass in Street Fighter. I cannot beat her. Which is crazy.
Oh, that's what I'm reading.
What did you say?
I remember you telling us that.
Yeah, I put decent time into learning how to play like Street Fighter 4. And I know it's not the same as Street Fighter 2, but the characters have the same moves. Like, I should have been able to beat her as Ryu.
And she beats your ass.
Yeah. I don't understand.
Is she just a button pusher?
I mean, yeah, but she's always been good at fighting games. Like, if we both pick up the same fighting game at the same time, she'll kick my ass.
Well, there you go.
And apparently, if I spend a lot of time practicing, she'll still kick my ass.
So, interesting.
It's fine.
It happens.
Yeah.
Can't be good at everything.
That's right. You know what I am good at, though?
No.
railing against the Disney purchase of Fox. And
this article did huge for us, by the way.
Did it really? You
know, yeah.
This is so bad. Why is everybody so excited about this? Oh, the X-Men. Well,
that's not if I'm actually really excited about it either.
What?
Holy moly, yeah, dude. I don't know how excited I am about it as well.
I mean, okay, you can get some characters in. You can have Iron Man and the frickin' Wolverine in the same movie. Great. Now Disney is one step closer to owning literally everything.
Serious. See, that's what I'm ticked about, too. I would have been really happy if it was just like they bought the Marvel properties off of Fox.
Yes.
I think that would have been
preferred that too.
Awesome, yeah. But this is like, I mean, I was just talking to a buddy of mine the other day, just saying like, holy crap, I just realizing how much they own now is insane.
To put this in, sorry, Rick, I didn't want to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
Disney now owns two local television news stations where I live.
Yeah.
They own 6ABC and Fox 29.
Wow.
So, and the FCC rules just changed recently to allow the same company to own two. And I'm sure it's like this in other markets. I'm sure it's not just Philadelphia.
Nah.
Yeah.
So, yes.
I think I read somewhere that they bought like over 100 TV stations. They bought, you know, all the Fox Sports networks. They own the majority of Hulu. They own more than like 40% now of like all movies, like making, you know, like productions. And it's just going to be outrageous. So we may get an X-Men and Avengers movie, but now it may cost us $18 to go see that movie. So I don't know how excited I am about that.
No, you're totally right. And you know, the thing is, the movie making, it's like, yeah, that's annoying, but that's not where the actual problems come from with this. The problems is when they own information dispersal infrastructure, which is what they do with owning so many TV stations and radio stations. They own all of the major sports networks now, ESPN and Fox Sports.
Right.
Come on. Disney is questionable. I mean, I love their movies, and I'm not going to stop watching their movies because I, you know, because I'm a corporate shrill, apparently. But like, come on, people need to not be as happy about this.
You know, well, here's the thing. As a Marvel fan, I love the Marvel stuff that's coming out of this, and so to me, there's like two ways to look at it. There's, you know, the quote unquote real world way to look at it, which I can totally get behind, and that's probably primarily what I'm thinking at this point is just that they own way too much and they've got way too much power. And I don't even get how they even got to this point, to be honest, before somebody stepped in. But the fanboy part of me, if we could talk about that for a second, is actually pretty excited because this does mean X-Men in the Marvel universe. And this means that the resurgence of the X-Men in Marvel Comics is going to continue. And this means that we get Galactus and Doctor Doom, more than likely Fantastic Four in movies and stuff like that, and get a new Fantastic Four comic. So, yeah, I'm excited about some stuff that's spinning out of this. But, you know, it's certainly if I could have written something out that would have happened, it wouldn't be this. It would have been, you know, the Fantastic Four and the X-Men get purchased by Disney. That's it. And Fox goes to something else. But so, I mean, there's good stuff that's going to come out of this for fans, but not there's a lot of bad stuff too. So, you know, you could look at it two ways.
Oh, for sure. You know, as a fanboy, fine. And you have to, this happened. We can't stop this. So you might as well look towards the positives.
Right. I mean, you know, I was saying in the article, you know, I mean, very, very easily the next two, you know, if they're still going to go with the phase system for their Marvel movies, which I don't know if they are, but if they are, I mean, there's got to be like, I mean, phase four has to get like a major shift at this point and just, they have to like work in a ton of mutants. Cause like, why wouldn't you? And then there's the major heavies. I mean, like Galactus could easily be a phase baddie and Doctor Doom could be too. So there's going to be a lot of cool stuff in the next couple phases of the Marvel Universe if they still go that route. So stay tuned for that, I guess.
But here's my question to you, Jason.
Yeah.
Do you really think they're going to make a new Fantastic Four movie? Because before the movies and before everything else, Fantastic Four as a comic was not selling well. I mean, it was so bad that they ended it.
You know, it's true. But there's a lot of evidence that they didn't end it just because of bad sales. So keep that in mind.
Yeah, too. I know. So like, didn't they kind of end it so that Fox couldn't do much more with it as well?
They ended it to screw Fox.
I heard that rumor. Yeah, I heard that.
It's pretty much not a rumor at this point, because there were quotes that came out of, and to everybody who's listening, please look this up, because I don't remember the guy's name. But there were quotes that came out of a big shot at Marvel Comics talking about how he did not want a Fantastic Four comic book on the shelf when that movie came out. Just did not want it. And he basically issued the order to end the book before that came out. So, I mean, you know, there was a lot of like that weird kind of play in there too.
I'm wondering if like people are over Fantastic Four, you know?
Well, you know, I think in a way, yes, but
yeah,
I think they're iconic character.
They are. They are.
I think if they're updated properly, and worked into the Marvel Cinematic Universe in an intelligent way, it could be a very big hit, because don't forget, Marvel is moving towards a little bit of a lighter tone with a lot of its movies. So,
yeah, I know. I was just thinking that. They could do like that Incredibles kind of a comedy movie.
Exactly. And that perfectly fits. I mean, Fantastic Four, like it fits like a glove. So I could totally see that. I could see it spinning out of the Thanos storyline, because that's cosmic, and Marvel has a cosmic shift now in its movies as well. So Fantastic Four is definitely a cosmic property. I mean, even though they're based on Earth. So, I mean, there's so much they could do with that.
It'll be interesting to see.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see how they'll bring in the mutants too, if this all stands.
Me too. Yeah, me too. You know, I was talking with that friend of mine. We were shooting back and forth ideas, and like I could totally see them doing basically what they did with Hulk. You know, and we talked about this, I think, on the podcast 2 weeks ago, but have it basically be like where they vaguely acknowledge what's come before and then just, you know, start new stories. And have it, you know, that a lot of that stuff just kind of went, you know, under the radar or was in the past or whatever. Or, you know, and I would really prefer seeing this, just a straight hard reboot on the X-Men movies and just start over again. Cause I think there was a lot that Fox really missed the boat on. So.
Yeah. It would definitely allow for a lot of creative.
Oh God. Yeah.
Activity. Yeah. So that would be cool. Yeah.
Yeah. A proper juggernaut, that'd be cool. You know, proper apocalypse. I mean, that would be great. We'll see.
It'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a question, and I really don't know if we have time to go into this here, but real quick, where did the mutants come from, and why are they different from all the other metahumans? I know that's not what they're called in Marvel, but you know what I mean.
Rick, you want this? Or
the mutants versus the inhumans? Is that what you're asking about? No. Oh, well, mutants are like have genetic modifications in their genes that give them the powers. And then the humans get their powers from the Terrigen Mist. And then they also have mutant genes, but they only are activated once they inhale the Terrigen Mist.
That's because of the Kree, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, so like really alien into it. Yeah, yeah, like they're all celestials and
yeah,
like celestial seeds and all that. I mean, if you get deep into the Marvel lore.
So I guess my question is that is this: do all of the So all of the Inhumans and mutants basically come from the same place?
Well, not really.
Yeah,
I don't understand this.
I mean, if you want to, I think if you want to like really simplify it, it's that mutants are just that, mutants. So they're humans that are born different. In some way, you know, there's a subtitle to an old X-Men fighting game, Children of the Atom. And I remember when I was growing up, I did read a couple of X-Men comics where they talked about, you know, like just like the atomic age, like mutating humans.
Yeah.
So that's basically what mutants are. And then the Inhumans are more or less like Rick's totally right. There's so much more to it than this, but the Inhumans are basically like alien hybrids, kind of. that the Kree kind of genetically messed around with. And the Kree is an alien race.
Yeah. Okay. So where do the mutants, and this is the overall Marvel universe, where do the mutants and the other people, like the Iron Man and the Hulks and
everyone,
how do they intersect?
Well, like Hulk was an accident. So
I just mean, how do they all interact together?
Right now they're all split across, right?
Right.
Or they all, for a while there, everybody, they mixed it up by putting like Wolverine on the Avengers and all that stuff. Right. So that was from what I read for a while, but I know it's been, I realized, and then for a while, the Inhumans and mutants were at it, going at it because the Inhumans gave the mutants some kind of weird mutant pox disease or something. And
they're all in the same universe, Eric. I mean, in the movies, they're not, but in the comics, they're all in the same universe. So
That's what I mean.
Like Wolverine and Cyclops and Magneto and all of them, they're all on the same Earth as Captain America and Iron Man. So,
what a wacky world they live in.
Oh my God, you have no idea.
speaking of wacky worlds, Injustice is getting a free trial.
Woohoo!
And it's actually pretty, like, big. There's a lot to it.
Explain, because I didn't write this.
Please. I did.
Excellent. Please explain.
But I wrote it a while ago. Hang on. The trial allows you to blah 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 blah. Allows you to play through the first three chapters of the game's story mode. So you've got that. Then you can play all multiplayer and online modes, and you get the full roster of the game's base characters, with the exception of Brainiac. And in addition to that, you'll have the opportunity to try select DLC characters in the single player multiverse mode. So there's, cool. I mean, there's a lot you could do with that trial. And if you haven't bought the game yet and you want to try it, this is certainly the way to do it.
Now, is this like a limited time trial, or is it like you can download it and just play it?
The trial, I think, is just the holiday season until the end of the, till the end of the month. Let me see.
Yeah, I can find an end date in the main story.
Yeah, it's actually not in the email. But it's I would tread lightly with this. So maybe download it and try it as soon as you can if you want to. I have a feeling that after the holidays this is going to go away.
Okay. Well, this game, Rick and I both played it a lot. Rick played it more than I did, I think. But I still played it once. Jason Oat bought it.
I will be playing the hell out of this after the holidays.
What?
Yay!
Yes, I'm waiting for like all the DLC characters to hit and dig in.
So here's what happened.
You won't play till like February then, right?
Nah, I'll start playing.
Okay.
Here's what happened to me, guys. I booted it up last week, and then I realized I needed to download all of the DLC characters, and it was going to take like. So I let it go, and then I never went back to it yet. But I'm on my way. I'm coming back soon.
Did you get Adam, or did you do that before Adam's download?
I think I did it before, I'll have to
download him. Yeah, I haven't downloaded him yet. I haven't even got to try him. I really want
to. Did you guys buy the season pass?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Yep, I bought the super edition of the game.
Yeah, whoa. Me too.
That came with the Superman steel book and everything.
Oh man, cool!
You got the physical one. That's cool.
Yeah.
Boy.
You know what to say. You spend stupid money when you can, and then you don't when you can't. So, when that came out, I had extra money to spend. Apparently.
There you go.
Okay.
So, yep.
Neat.
It's a good game.
Yeah. No, it is fun. A very good fighter.
Yeah, that too.
Whew. All right, Injustice. We already talked about Street Fighter's 30th anniversary.
We kind of talked about it already, I think.
Do you guys have anything else for that?
I love it.
It looks awesome.
Who's your favorite what?
Character.
Oh, Ryu.
Rick?
Interesting. Mine's Ken.
Oh, my.
Oh, man. I got you guys. I got you guys beat.
Okay.
What?
E Honda.
No.
Yeah. No, it's not. You're not. You're a liar.
No. Love E Honda. What are you doing?
Are you any good? That's why you keep getting beat by your girlfriend.
Why? He's got the 100 hand slap.
No.
Oh my God. Come on.
No.
For starters, he has no projectile. That's going to set you
projectile.
Back.
He's E Honda.
Well, dude, then that means you have to be up close. And for me, Street Fighter is all about like keeping people far away. So.
Yes. Oh my God.
I don't know about that, Eric.
I like E Honda, and the games that she's in, I like Rose.
No, Rose is not bad.
Yeah, Rose is good. Yeah. I think she's just really hard to use.
The only time I ever really played her was in Street Fighter 4, and I got a pretty good hold on there.
Because isn't her projectile reversal, isn't it like a backward dragon punch?
I think so.
If I remember correctly.
I don't remember.
I remember
fighting her and having her say Rose Scarf about 100 times. Rose Scarf!
So.
Very good friend of mine, by the way. Also, Ken is his favorite, so.
Nice.
Yeah, I grew up with getting my ass kicked by Ken, so there we go.
You know, I hate Ken. So much. He's the worst. He's so cocky with his stupid blonde hair. Get the heck out of here, Ken.
His stupid blonde hair.
No offense, Rick. I just hate
that's him. Cool. I'll just beat you when you're E Honda.
You won't have too hard a time, I don't think. So.
Yeah, I know.
We did a bit of. I didn't get to do any research on this. Is this going to have internet multiplayer?
Yes.
For some
a
games.
A few of them will. Yeah.
So,
there's a handful of games.
It's kind of like Eric, it's kind of like the ultimate versions of each game included will have the online.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Gotcha. So, are you guys, what console are you guys picking this up for?
Switch.
Man. I don't know. I don't know, to be honest.
Rick, you gotta go Switch.
Switch.
I'm gonna do Switch.
Maybe.
Well, I will also get the Switch, and then we can have Brutal Gamer Fight Nights.
No, I'm down for that.
Kick everyone's butt.
I'll get my ass kicked.
I'll kill you.
And I could never figure out.
Yeah, I'm not worried about you.
I could never figure out Blanka's inputs.
What?
And I never looked him up.
He has the same moveset as freaking E Honda. It's identical.
Well. I like Blanka too because he comes from the jungle. He reminds me of an ape.
Did you ever see that? I forget who it was, but there was a comic who had a whole line of jokes based on Blanka.
And
the best one was that he learned how to shoot electricity off his body by watching electric eels. What the hell?
I remember those comics. They were hilarious.
Oh, that was great.
Oh my God.
How is that his actual story?
I don't know.
Oh man.
I love E Honda and Blanka. I love like the offbeat characters.
Do you like Dan? Like,
yeah.
I like Dan, but he just sucks. And I know he sucks.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
I'll beat you guys with Dan. Is he in any of these games?
No.
Yeah, he's in Alpha 2, yep. Right? Yeah.
Yep. Well, he's in all the alphas.
Yeah, is he? Okay. But no, you won't beat us.
And it'll be very disrespectful.
No, you won't.
It's not going to happen, Eric.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Dan Hibiki.
I love Dan.
I'm excited for this. What's the date on this? Do we know?
Not offhand.
January, right?
Is it January? Like January, February, or something like that.
Well, I will be picking this up when it launches, and I will be looking forward to some fight nights with you guys.
Excellent.
Rick and I traded blows in Injustice.
May. It's coming out.
Yeah. Holy moly. It should be coming out this weekend. Like
that's
right now.
Stinker. Yeah, it should be out.
We could be playing right now while we record.
Hell yeah.
Right?
Ooh. Something else I'm pretty excited for, as I'm sure you guys can imagine, is the Jurassic Park Fallen World trailer came out.
Yes.
Man.
No.
What a movie. What a series. I'm excited.
It's the greatest series of all time.
Chris Pratt. What's her name? Dallas.
Bryce Dallas Howard.
Dallas Howard. Yes. They have the whole thing going on where they're not together anymore, but they were at the end of the movie, and now they're going to have to get back together and learn why they loved each other in the first place.
So exciting.
It's going to be great.
Don't forget Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be in it.
Yep. He's got a cameo.
For like the first 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then he's going to get eaten by a T-Rex when it busts through the court.
What if the T-Rex is secretly the judge?
Ooh.
Life.
I like that. I like that. And he's like, gavel, gavel. Like we must save my dinosaur brothers.
Oh, man. I don't know. I can't get excited about
it. Yeah, this movie looks like garbage. Sorry, Eric.
You look like garbage. I don't want to do
that. It looks as good as King Kong Skull Island.
That movie was good. What are you talking about? That movie was great.
It looks as good as the Planet of the Apes movies.
Those also were good.
A planet of apes.
This will truly be a planet of apes.
So yeah.
Yeah. It's a winner. There you go. Comes out June 22nd. There's dinosaurs. There's a volcano. That's it.
I feel like they showed the whole movie in the trailer.
Yeah, me too.
Because when they all jumped, like the island exploded. Like, what's next?
They swim for like an hour and a half.
Right.
It's just it becomes one of those movies with someone trapped at sea.
Only with dinosaurs.
Hunted by a megalodon.
I would watch that.
Of course you would.
I have very specific tastes in movies.
I know. Big monsters.
Yeah, we can tell.
Yeah.
Anything with big monsters or gorillas.
Well, you know, you would love Fantastic Four then.
I don't like the thing. He freaks me out.
No, not just the thing, but like one of the main threads of Fantastic Four is big monsters.
Really?
Yup. Because there's a character called the Mole Man, who has a whole underground kingdom loaded up with these little creatures and then also giant monsters.
That sounds so cool.
Yup. And the Fantastic Four interact with them all the time.
Serious. Wow.
They're like, hey, let's go to the grocery store. Oh, the Mole Man's there first. No.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate, actually.
I want to see this movie, this game. I want to see the Marvel movie where the Fantastic Four have to team up with the Avengers to fight Godzilla. Well, not actually Godzilla. Just Finn a big, like,
foom.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow. I'm learning things today. I didn't know.
Wait, listen, Eric, when we're done here, Google Fin Fang Foom.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do it right now.
You will be very happy.
Yeah, you can just probably do it right now, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Foom. All right. What's anti-gravitator I'm doing it?
It's actually anti-graviator. I thought it was gravitator, but it's not. It's graviator. And it's basically Wipeout. So
it looks good.
It does look good. It actually looks really good. But it's very Wipeout-y. It's a small game, but it looks really cool. Comes out next year.
Cool.
We will probably be reviewing this. Comes out in the second quarter of next year. And I'm actually kind of excited about it, because certainly, God knows, we're not getting a new F-Zero. So if you want to play this kind of a racing game, this is your choice.
Wow, Fin Fang Foom is fighting Godzilla in this
come on
this fan art.
Come on.
So that's good.
Yep.
Three reasons why we'll see Fin Fang Foom in Iron Man 4.
No, we won't. actually, Eric, Fin Fang Foom is an Iron Man villain.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's how weird it is.
Marvel is weird.
Nice.
But yeah, I don't think we'll ever see a Fin Fang Foom movie, or he will never be in a movie.
I think if they did do like the Mole Man and like the Underground Kingdom and all of that, we might see him in like a cameo, but that's about it.
Yeah. Although I think there's been references to him in some of the movies.
Have there?
I think so. I want to say it was like one of those like computer files that they always like throw in, you know?
Mm.
Like, you remember like in X-Men 2 when they were like going through all the files and it's all like, I think it was one of those things and it's all like Fin Fang Foom or like, I don't know.
That's kind of cool.
Initials or something, but I could be wrong.
I would like to see the actual Mandarin in an Iron Man movie before I see Fin Fang Foom.
Yeah, I think they kind of screwed the pooch there in 3 with how they handled that, which I'm a little disappointed.
They did. I wanted to see alien technology, you know, rings,
yeah,
and all kinds of crazy superpowers, and I like technology way beyond even, you know, Tony Stark. That would have been cool. But
yeah, exactly, because like I feel like Iron Man's never had a true antagonist in his movies.
Yeah,
like, they're always like these little one-off people, and then he's always just like, I don't know. He's like the connector between like big things and like little events. I kind of feel like he's like the go-to. So I think giving him a bad guy that could go back and forth, someone that's smarter than him, would be a good step in a new direction. Because I haven't seen Iron Man 3, and I'm not going to.
It's not worth your time.
Mm-hmm.
It's really not.
Exactly.
Really
not. Exactly.
So
well, I couldn't do that when it was had Tony Stark and Iron Man as the main characters. It's not worth your time.
What?
Ouch.
I hate Iron Man.
Eric is saying that no movie with Iron Man is worth your
time. Yeah.
Including all of the Avengers and Spider-Man Homecoming.
Well, you know, I might agree with Spider-Man Homecoming. But the Avengers.
Really, you know what? I saw Spider-Man Homecoming finally, and I really liked it.
Did you?
I really did, actually. I thought it was really good.
Well, I mean, you're certainly entitled, but it just didn't do it for me. And I loved certain parts of it. Like the Vulture, I thought was great. But
The Vulture was awesome.
There were certain parts I just didn't like.
I like how comedic it was.
I mean, that's good. You know, Spider-Man is comedic. But But I didn't like the fact that they went with the, and I haven't liked this for a while. I didn't like the fact that they went with the kid Spider-Man. I'm not really a fan of that. And I don't like the suit. I don't like his reliance on technology because that's really not Spider-Man. So
yeah, I don't like that part so far. I wish they could try to get him away from some of that stuff. I didn't
mind like
so much.
Okay.
I like the new suit that's coming out. I dig the new one. That's going to be in Infinity War.
The new one's kind of neat. I think they're just like doubling down on it though. You know, it's like he's going even more high tech with the Iron Spider and all of that. And I kind of hope that suit has the Iron Spider legs. I think that would be kind of neat to see. But we'll see.
Maybe they're setting him up for like a big drastic fall though, and then he has to rely back on his because you're right. I mean, he is so like that whole movie, he couldn't do anything without the suit. So
yeah, and he's not a technological superhero. He's not. He's got little, you know, gimmicks that, you know, Pete builds, like the web shooters and the, you know, the spotlight and all of that stuff. But he's not. He's just not technological at all as far as a superhero goes.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what route they go with him.
For sure. All right.
Eric, that's so phony, that for sure, because I know you just don't give a crap.
I don't. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not a big Marvel fan, but a Fin Fang Foom might make me a fan.
Know. You know what, dude? You got to get some like, and I'm sure these are real cheap and easy to get, like reprints or online, you know, digital copies of like old Fantastic Four comics from like the 60s and 70s. Oh, that man. Just I look through a few.
Has big books from Marvel and DC, but they're like all like old comics,
okay,
like filed by hero or group or whatever.
Because they're so freaking insane.
Yeah, they are.
Them, I might. I was going to say one other thing, but I don't remember what it was. So I guess it's gone.
Okay.
Oh, what? Yeah. I got a Christmas gift for somebody on Amazon and it when I bought it, I didn't realize this. I got a free downloadable graphic novel from Amazon. Ooh, nice. So I might get something Marvel with that. I don't know.
Cool.
There you go.
Cool.
Yeah, I got an art book for somebody. So
what kind of art book? Oh, you don't want to say.
I don't want to say in case they listen to this, even though I don't think they will.
I get you.
If they hear this, I don't want them to know what it is.
No problem.
I'll tell you guys after the air, off the air.
Okay. Cool.
We got Resident Evil 7 Gold Edition finally came out almost a year after the original release and several months after the original DLC release date. I haven't picked up any of the DLC for this yet. I haven't even played the Chris Redfield expansion that was free yet. So I'm behind on this.
I don't have this, so.
Excellent. Excellent. One of my games of the year, Resident Evil 7.
Right.
I don't know if it's, you know, I'm still wrestling with it. It's definitely up there, my top three of the year.
Well, when we do our game of the year voting January, it'll be on there, so.
I don't think this is going
to. I'm going to go with Battlefront 2.
I'm trying to think of something that's like more of a joke than Battlefront 2, but I can't. So.
Oh, come on.
Whatever version of Skyrim came out this year. I guess that'd be the Switch, right? Switch Skyrim.
Call of Duty World War 2.
Ooh. Don't say that to Well, I guess nobody listens to us, but that game sold like hotcakes, dude.
Did it?
Yeah, man.
I'm actually happy to hear that because I thought it looked kind of cool.
Oh, yeah, I think it sold like a lot of copies. It sold like 4 million copies in the UK, and I think it's been the number one on the chart for maybe 2 or 3 months in a row.
Oh, wow. Even? I thought it bombed.
Yeah. No, maybe that's not a lot. I don't know.
I haven't been following it, so. But I thought it bombed. But okay, cool. That's good.
I just make that up. I thought I read that.
You may have.
Well, because they were comparing a Call of Duty to Battlefront 2 and how many copies it sold, because like it was like ridiculous.
Yeah, Battlefront 2 did not do well.
Yeah. So.
I wonder if EA got the message.
No.
Probably not.
I doubt it.
Okay, so. Activision revealed that Call of Duty sold $500 million worth of copies in its first 3 days of its release.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yowza. Okay.
Whoa. 500 million?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a lot.
Well, they haven't made a Call of Duty for a few years, right?
No, one comes out every year.
Yeah, there was one last year, but it was like a future war. Everything.
Now,
it was a space one.
Interesting.
Yeah, and it had the PSVR missions and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting to know. People still love their Call of Duty. You know what's crazy? It's too, because then think of all the people playing Layer Unknown, whatever it's called, PUGB.
Yeah.
That game sold like hotcakes too. They had like 1 million users in 3 days
for the Xbox. And I think it's relatively unplayable.
Yeah,
is it really?
On the Xbox it is, especially on the original Xbox One. Like, unless, or maybe it's fine on One X, but it's not fine on the regular one, I heard.
Really? Like, what's the graphics are just too much, or what?
No, it's just buggy and broken, from what I understand.
Interesting. Interesting. I have no intentions of playing this game, so.
Yeah, I don't either, obviously.
So. Gunslinger Joe. Yeah, anyway. Let's see.
Gunslinger Joe.
Did that drop?
I believe that's out.
Cool.
Did you pick up a season pass for Wolfenstein, Jason?
I did not.
Okay.
But
you gonna
pick
up all these, or are you just waiting?
I can tell you I definitely will, because this looks really cool. And I think when I'm done with Wolfenstein 2, because I'm not even done with it yet, so you know, I barely played it. But I will definitely play these, because so far it looks really cool. This is a part of the Freedom Chronicles, which is the DLC series that makes up the season pass for Wolf 2. And the first one starts with Gunslinger Joe, who is a former football player. and he hence the gunslinger, and he basically turns into a rebel and fights the Reich, and it looks really crazy because I think there's space missions too, so it's like really nutty.
That's right, I remember hearing about that.
Yeah, so it's like really nutty, but it's also really like pulpy, which is so cool. So if you watch the trailer, it's like it's really neat. Just if you haven't watched it yet, go to the website, check out the trailer. It's up there, and then I defy you not to want to play this because it looks really fun.
I hope these DLC packs do well.
Me too. This is just the kind of DLC I want to see. So
yeah, because this is really different, and this isn't typical. Who made this? Bethesda. Yeah, this is a different take on their approach to DLC for Wolfenstein, so I'm hoping it works.
Me too.
Now, you haven't played it all the way through. I was going to see if there's like a definitive ending for Wolfenstein 2. So.
No, I haven't. I haven't heard very much about it either, far as like how the story ends and stuff like that. I'm not really afraid of spoilers, but I haven't read anything. My guess is he's fine and dandy at the end, though, BJ, because it's BJ.
And yeah, right.
He's probably all right. He probably does okay.
Yeah.
And we have to propel forward into future Wolfenstein installments. So.
No, no, right.
So let's go to some of our reviews. We have a couple reviews this week. First one, I think Mac reviewed this.
He did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Excellent. Guardians of the Galaxy, Episode 5, the Telltale series. I'm pulling
this. Now, that's the last episode, right?
Yeah, that's it.
We're in episode series. Five episode seasons. And I am bringing up the review right now if anybody wants to.
I'm sure he liked it. He liked the rest of them. So,
yeah,
Oh, that's sad. I don't want to ruin it, but looks like someone's not around anymore. And then Star-Lord gets a mustache.
Whoa.
That doesn't look like Chris Pratt. Look like Chris Pratt at all.
So let's see here. Thoughts. While the final attack is something you would have to play for yourself, but when it's said and done, we find something else unexpected. Telltale is setting themselves up for a second season of Guardians of the Galaxy. Given their popularity with the MCU, I don't blame them either. And their choice of cliffhanger here is well-deserved, given their reputation within the Marvel canon. Nope, I won't spoil who shows up, but you wouldn't be too hard-pressed to figure it out for yourself. 90% satisfying. So,
nice.
Yeah, interesting.
Cool.
Nice. So, I think these games, by the way, the Telltale games, are not really, they're not comic-based, and they're not movie-based. So they're
They're definitely right their between. Own. Yeah, standard little thing. Interesting. Who do you think comes out at the end? Adam Warlock.
Yeah. Okay.
Or Quasar. Quasar. It could be Quasar.
Oh, man. Oh, I would love to see Quasar.
Right?
Darkhawk.
Oh, Sleepwalker.
Oh, baby. Oh, I want a Sleepwalker game.
Oh, God.
Wasn't there like a
really
group?
Dark.
Oh, God. Wasn't there like a group of those 90s characters? Wasn't there a team of them at one point? Like Sleepwalker, Darkhawk. Oh, God.
Speedball.
Yeah,
there was
Speedball.
One other guy.
Speedball. Oh,
it was Speedball. Oh man, who came out with that group?
Oh, that's so.
I want to say it was one of the clones of Spider-Man.
Oh, was it?
But I thought though that there was also original because they were all original characters,
right? Well, if there wasn't, there should have been.
No, I'm sure there was. I'm pretty sure they have a little group because I thought they like came out because they. Let me see what we got here. Yeah, I'd have to do some digging. But who was the fourth one? I don't know. They're all pretty awful characters.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I love them all.
Yeah, go check out Sleepwalker, Eric. That'll really make you love comics.
No, no. Don't do it.
Why?
It's not great.
Okay, I won't.
I actually did like Darkhawk when I was a kid.
I think everybody did.
Yeah, Darkhawk was...
He was like Night Thrasher with Batman gear on.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, we also had another review, because I don't know any of these comic people, so I'm just going to gracefully segue. I actually had the review ready to go and forgot to post it, so that was quality of me. Pokemon Ultra Sun, I reviewed. This was a third and fourth installment, Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon, for the eighth generation, or seventh generation of Pokemon games. And basically, it's the first games, the Sun and Moon, with a couple enhancements. There are more Pokemon, there are some quality of life improvements, there's a new end game. It's basically it. It's Pokemon. If you like Pokemon, you're going to like this. It's more streamlined gameplay. You can catch more legendaries at the end. It's a good time. But if you're not a fan of Pokemon, you're not going to like it just because, out of virtue of not liking Pokemon. So, yeah, I think that's all I need to say.
Unless I don't like Pokemon. About it.
You guys have questions?
I don't.
That is all.
Good. I like Pokemon.
It's fun. I mean, yeah, it's fun.
Where would you rank it on your list of Pokemon games?
That's so hard because there's so many of them.
Yeah, there are.
What
is it on? It's on the 2D, right? Or the 3DS?
3DS. But you can't actually play it in 3D. Because
it's
poorly optimized.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's the it's really pushing the hardware to the limits here. This is old hardware. Even the new 3DS, which is what I have, isn't totally new. You know, these consoles originally came out 6 years ago in 2011. So they're old. They're getting up there.
Do you think they should have made it for the Switch?
No, because they already started the generation on the 3DS. I think that it made sense to finish it there. But the next game they announced is coming to the Switch.
Okay.
So maybe that's what I'll do. Maybe I'll make a definitive, quote, definitive ranking of the Pokemon games for the site. I'll rank them all.
Oh, God.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. Maybe
gotta rank them all.
On it. Oh. If nobody wants to, I'll do it on my own.
Well, don't look at me. I'm not.
All right. Then I'll do it on my own. I'll rank them all. Rank all the Pokemon games. I'll
rank them all.
I dare you. I dare you.
Now you have to.
And that'll be the title. Got to rank them all.
Definitely.
Maybe. If we really want to milk it, we can make it a multi-day series where every day is the next number.
Oh, my God. Oh, I love it.
That's a lot of work, dude.
So, you know, you'll do like 10 a day?
No, like... one each day. Oh, so, if we started today, it would be like the last number. So it would be like Pokemon Ultra Sun, and then tomorrow would be Pokemon Sun, and then, you know, all the way up.
But what would you do? Like the top 10 or the...
No, every one of them.
All of them. Wow.
How fun with that?
Holy crap. Well, not I can't wait to see it.
So we're only doing main series. Like, we're not even including Pokemon Ranger in here.
Oh.
What about Pokemon Snap?
Snap.
It's a good one, but it's not, you know... Well, Pokemon Snap.
Pokemon Tournament?
I consider that a mainstream game.
It's not a main series game. It's a good game. It's not main series. It's not the same.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Good to go. Woo! Jason, you reviewed a game.
I did. I actually just reviewed a game. I forgot to post it last night, so I'm in that boat too, Eric. So I just put it up. It is Super Lucky's Tale. On the Xbox One, and it is an Xbox exclusive. Now, it's not your typical Xbox exclusive. This is
how many guns are there?
There are none.
How many people can you shoot?
None.
Mm.
You can stroke some heads, though. None.
Oh, This is not
when do the locusts show up?
About halfway through. Oh shit. Sorry.
Okay, that works.
This is a platformer, a classic kiddie platformer. Which doesn't necessarily mean it's for kids, you know, like strictly, I mean. Because certainly if you're a platformer fan, I think you'll find some enjoyment here. But it's one of the few games, I think, that are out there on the Xbox that a kid could, you know, totally enjoy all the way through, because it's lighthearted, it's fun, it's bright and colorful. It's got a lot of pluses, honestly, which I totally wasn't really expecting. And I was kind of looking forward to this game, but the more I saw of it, the more I was kind of like, because it seemed like it wasn't coming together all that well. And I knew nothing about Lucky's Tale, the VR game. So, you know, and I still don't. As for this one, though, I can say that I pretty much enjoyed it. It's, again, I am a platformer fan, so that's number one. Number two, it's got some nice 3D semi, you know, open worldy levels, like, which remind me a lot of like Mario 64 type stuff. It's got a lot of stuff that will remind you of a lot of other stuff. Lucky does a tailspin that is kind of like remind you of Crash Bandicoot a little bit. You can stomp on the bad guys' heads, which obviously is very much Super Mario. All in all, though, it comes together into a game that's actually pretty enjoyable all the way through. It's nice to look at. Sounds good enough. Has some glitches. I'm not going to say it's perfect, because there are some clipping problems, and I found myself falling behind stuff a couple of times that was very, very difficult to get out of. And sometimes you're not really 100% clear on where it's supposed to be going, even though it is kind of a linear type thing. It's easy to go down the wrong path and then try to make a jump to something that you think you can get to, but you really can't. So that happens at time in there. But you know, some glitchy things aside, it's pretty fun. I gave it an 81, which was definitely higher than I thought it was going to rank. But as I was going down the list of things that I wanted to include in the percentage, it just kind of came out that way. So I guess, you know, being honest about it, I pretty much enjoyed it. I think if you have a younger gamer, they'll probably really like it. If you're a big platformer fan, you'll find stuff to like. And yeah, I could definitely recommend it. It's only $30, and in most places right now, I think it's on sale for $20. So if you felt like picking this up, it wouldn't cost you very much, and give it a shot.
Cool. Good stuff. I like hearing games do well.
Yeah, I was happy that I enjoyed it, because it, like I said, I was looking forward to it, and then I wasn't, and then to actually play it and have it be a decent time. Pretty cool.
Yeah. Awesome.
Oh, I will mention too, there's a digging mechanic that actually is relatively fresh as far as platformers go. So you can like dig underground, and it can help you avoid enemies, avoid environmental hazards, and you have to pick up some items that way and stuff like that. So it's actually kind of...
What kind of creature is Lucky?
A fox.
Oh,
the lucky fox.
Yes, but only one tail. He doesn't
have... I mean,
he's not a mutant. He's not a mutant fox like Tails.
No,
he's not a quick guy, quick boy.
They should put Tails on the X-Men team.
No, he's a lucky boy.
Ooh, wow, that's cool.
Yes, so I enjoyed it.
Nice. Do you want to tell us about the comic rack? You want to keep this going?
Sure, why not? I have no idea about this first one.
Which one is it? Oh, The Wonderful World of Perfecto.
It's the Perfecto review, because Mac actually posted this.
This is that Tom Paul Oakenfold
comic? Yep. This is, it's actually from Paul Oakenfold.
He gave it a 76, and he called it musical.
There we go. While the story shows that not even Oakenfold has had a charmed life, it does seem as if he's had more opportunities than the average bear. That being said, Shocker. It's quite a trip. Yeah. So I guess it's kind of a biographical thing?
I guess.
I don't know.
I wonder if he has like a CD you should listen to when you're reading it.
That'd be trippy.
Or I wonder if he like made like a mix that goes along with it. That'd be cool.
Yeah, that actually would be pretty cool.
Listen to this mix. I like Paul Oakenfold. He was one of the first DJ I ever listened to.
Then you should read this.
I might have to.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is. I'm just looking at the review. I think this is a biographical. So there you go. If you're a big Oakenfold fan, this is probably a good one for you to pick up.
Yeah.
Following on that, we have our Valiant Comics previews of the week. Two books coming out this coming week, and that would be Quantum and Woody number one, and Ninja K number two. Quantum and Woody, of course, follows the world's worst superhero team, adoptive brothers, who basically do not get along at all, but they kind of have to get along because their powers require them to be in close proximity to each other every once in a while so that they can maintain physical cohesion. It's an interesting story. It's a funny story. This is a comedic book. So know that going into it. And this is the relaunch of the series because, of course, Valiant likes to do very limited runs. So this is the, I think, second run of the current version of Quantum and Woody. Not the classic Valiant first version, because there was one in the 90s. This one picks up where the last series left off. And yeah, superhero hijinks. So check that out. As for Ninja K, this is the second book of the second issue of Ninjak's current run. Same thing as with Quantum and Woody. The previous run ended, and Valiant is restarting a new one. So this one picks up with the operatives of MI6's ninja program being murdered one by one, and Ninja K, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, that's how it runs. Ninja K is Ninjak, Colin King, and he is trying to uncover who's killing off other operatives. So this one, just slightly more serious than Quantum. And if you're into action and James Bondy type stuff, Batman type stuff, this is a really good book to read. It's a fun comic. Ninjak was good in the first run. Haven't picked up the first issue of this run yet, but it looks pretty cool too.
I read the I reviewed the number zero for it, and it was pretty good.
You liked it?
Yeah, it was good. It was fun. It was fun. It was neat.
Yeah. Good. Cool.
It was brutal.
It was brutal. So it was kind of a bloody book.
A little bit, yeah, if I'm remembering correctly.
So there you go. If you like action, you like blood and guts, pick it up. We had a Raiden statue go on pre-order this week from Pop Culture Shock, which is a collectible and toy maker. And it's Raiden from Mortal Kombat 2. This is the exclusive version. What's that?
That's a good one.
That is a good one. This is the exclusive version of the statue, so that means you can't get it anywhere other than Pop Culture Shock's website, and of course, eventually eBay. And this version has a light up electrical burst with some LED lighting that's built in, and his eyes light up, and it looks really freaking cool. So, if you're a huge, huge Raiden fan, you may want to look at this. And why do I say you have to be a huge Raiden fan? Because the thing costs $550.
Holy crap.
Oh my, so, you have to worship Raiden.
So you have to be a huge, yes, exactly. You have to worship the Thunder God in order to, to spring for this one. You can get slight deals on it. If you do the payment plan, which they have set up, you can get 5% off. If you pay it off all at once, you can get 15% off. So that's a decent amount of money off. If you just put the down payment though, and then you pay the rest when it comes up for sale, you're going to pay the full price, which is $550. You do have quite a ways to go before this statue arrives. However, it is February through April timeframe of 2019. So, So this is a long ways off. But he looks really cool, and if you're a devotee of Raiden, there you go. Next up, we have a little series of Marvel news. We start with a Black Panther comic, which is, I believe this is the digital one. Let me just check it out because Mac wrote this up. Yes, Marvel Entertainment and Comixology, Amazon's premier digital comic shopping and reading service, debut the next exclusive Comixology original book, Black Panther, Long Live the and Panther is going to be really popular this coming year with the movie coming out. There's a series of Marvel Legends figures. There is a ton of collectibles coming out, which we detailed on here a while ago. If you don't know much about Black Panther, fill yourself in if you're a Marvel movie fan, because you will need to know, because he's going to be a big force in the Marvel movie universe.
Mm-hmm.
And also looks really cool. The movie looks great. So, yeah. I'm not a, I haven't ever been a Black Panther fan, basically just for the reason that I kind of don't know much about him. But the movie looks terrific, and he was really, really cool in Civil War, so check that out. Next up, we have Marvel Infinity. So, we talked about this a while back. Marvel Infinity is going to be the next big event book from Marvel Comics. Comes out next year. We got to see two covers this week. Actually, I think they may have debuted last week, but we ran the story this week. So we got to see two covers that involve a number of characters that you may not have expected, and as Infinity Gem holders or stone holders. And I guess all of these characters are going to play a pretty big part as we roll into Infinity proper, which is later in the year of 2018. This starts out in, I believe, Infinity Countdown Prime starts things off in February. So that's what we're looking at here. And then just Infinity Countdown starts in March. And that's a 5-part miniseries that leads into the actual Infinity book. So hopefully the fact that we have a lead-in miniseries means that the actual Infinity event is not going to be that long. That would be nice. I can't stand these events that last for entire years. That bothers me. In the last couple of years, that seems to be all we get. So I'm hoping that maybe this is going to be a little bit of a shorter, more compact, concise event, but we'll see. In terms of who's on this cover, though, we've got Wolverine. Classic Wolverine, the one who's come back to life, who we know has an Infinity Stone. We've got Gamora. We've got Captain Marvel. We've got Magus. We've got Loki. And we've got Super Skrull. So that's a pretty crazy lineup. Goes kind of deep there with Super Skrull and Magus. So we'll see where this goes. And we still do not know who the main baddie is of Infinity. I mean, I guess the easy choice would be Thanos, but I really hope it's not Thanos. So we'll see. Following up on that, we got some news about Avengers No Surrender this week. We've got the third wave of covers from this line, which once again disassembles the Avengers and a big dramatic storyline about how the Avengers are falling apart. I seriously don't expect to not have an Avengers book after this. So I think this is just going to be a big way to introduce some new stuff. And that's certainly what we're seeing on these covers. Cause there's Banner Hulk right back again. So I don't know if this is an official return for the Incredible Hulk. Marvel doesn't seem to be making a huge deal out of it. So I don't know if it is or not, but that's the Incredible Hulk. And he's on like 3 of the covers. So, you know, there you go. Also, there is Red Hulk in a what looks like a some kind of Hulkbuster Iron Patriot armor. It's really odd. But he's there as well. I don't know if that's a staple thing right now in the comics because I'm not really following the Avengers books. But there's looks like there's a lot of stuff packed into this one. So if you do follow them or you're an Avengers fan, I don't think you're going to want to miss Avengers No Surrender. So that comes out a little bit later this year as well. And again, this is the third wave of Avengers No Surrender covers. So you can go a little while before you get these. We also had a little bit of Thor news in the Mighty Thor number 705. We ran a preview of that this week, and that is the prelude to the death of Thor. Marvel says that you should assume nothing about what's going on in this storyline, and then that's like okay. But I think if Jane Foster Thor is killed off, which it certainly seems like she will be, I don't really see as there is any way that it's not the Mighty Thor, Odinson, that once again becomes the Thor character. So I think that's probably going to happen. But we'll see. Mighty Thor 705 comes out in March. And I believe this is the one, this might be the death of Thor, but they're kind of billing it as the prelude. So I don't know. We'll see what happens there. I think that's just about it for the comic rack. Let's see. Ready Player One is receiving a sequel, so I'll throw that out there.
Bad.
Yeah.
Stupid.
I knew that was going to happen.
I don't care or even know about a lot of this comic book stuff. But Ready Player One is an abomination of poor writing and bad characters.
Oh,
wow.
My God.
And an overwrought, predictable, stinking plot.
Okay. So you're pretty pumped for the movie then, huh?
No. I don't care if there's 10 gorillas in that movie. I don't want to see it.
Wow, that's big talk.
Your favorite gorilla is in the movie.
Who?
King Kong.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not. I don't believe that. I don't believe that for a second.
He's in the trailer, dude.
I haven't seen the trailer because I'm not watching this trash.
There's Overwatch characters. There's Street Fighter characters. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? Voltron, Street Fighter was Back at least around in the 80s. Overwatch wasn't. That's so dumb. That's so stupid.
Okay.
I'm so mad. I'm so angry.
But why? Okay, but if the movie takes place in 2045, why couldn't they have Overwatch references?
Because the whole reason the 80s is like a thing is because the person who created this online infrastructure was obsessed with the 80s.
That's the only reason. But if you could build your own avatar and you didn't live during the 80s and you didn't like the 80s, why would you, you know what I'm saying?
Well, they wouldn't be, the characters wouldn't be part of this game that the creator made. Everything is built. I mean, yeah, people can build whatever they want, so I guess it's possible, but everything involving the game that this person's playing,
yeah,
is made from the 80s stuff. Mm. It all is all involved. So maybe the movie will change it, but I'm getting frustrated with this whole thing.
Okay.
Ready Player One.
Ready Player Bad.
Oh. They should call the sequel Ready Player Two.
Oh.
Huh?
Yeah, they should.
And then turn it into a rom-com.
Yes.
The book was basically a rom-com.
Ooh. Luigi has to star in that.
Mario and Luigi.
There you go.
I'm going to punch a wall.
Well, before you do that, I will throw out that the 8th wave of Walgreens exclusive Marvel Minimates has also been announced, and it has MODOK. So it is automatically the greatest wave of Walgreens exclusive Marvel Minimates. So that has been announced. Wave 7 is hitting right now, and there's Thor stuff out there. So if you're a Minimates fan, go check those out at Walgreens stores.
I'm not actually going to punch a wall. I'm just so frustrated.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to throw that out there because I don't know if we're going to hear some smashing sounds.
No, why do you hate MODOK so bad?
Yeah. What? You hate MODOK?
Me? No. What? No, yeah. I don't care about MODOK or whatever the heck his name is.
Oh, you don't care MODOK. About MODOK?
MODOK.
Come on.
You should care. Way.
He's fine.
He's going to be the next big Marvel baddie.
Fez.
He's fine. I don't care. You know what I do care? You know, I'm not getting into this again. It's fine.
What?
It's fine. It's fine.
Ready Player One?
Yes. It's bad. It's bad writing. People love it. People love it because they say, oh, I know that character. I like that reference. Get out of here.
Jeez. Alrighty.
Man.
I like it.
Woo!
I can feel your hate, Eric.
Yes.
Release your anger.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
What are you guys playing? Oh, real quick. before we get to the end. This is kind of comic book rack stuff, I guess. Okay. I finished a book last week called Nemo Rising.
Oh, yeah.
And I will be writing... The book doesn't come out until, like, the 27th or something. So we have some time. But I will be writing that review this week.
Great.
It's about Excellent. Captain Nemo. Yeah, it's about Captain Nemo. And I don't want to get too into it because there's some spoiler stuff. But the author really liked BioShock, I think.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Are there, like, big daddies in it?
No, but I'll talk about this when we go off the air because I don't want to spoil. Okay. But it was enjoyable. I really liked it. What are you guys playing?
I just kind of finished up playing Super Lucky's Tale. And I am probably, I'm still playing Skyrim on the Switch, but I'm probably going to be moving on to, like, getting back into Wolfenstein 2 to try to finish that up. And I guess that's it right about now.
Cool. How about you, Rick? What's up with you?
I am playing Rise of the Tomb Raider, and I'm playing Ruiner.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What's Ruiner?
It is this crazy game. I sent you guys the trailer a while back, and it's like this dude has like a Zero mask on, only it has like a digital display on it, and it like kind of displays on his emotions, sort of.
Looks really cool.
Yeah, and you like wake up in the alley, and you don't know who you are or what you're doing. All you know is that your brother's been taken by these bad people. So this computer person, this woman tries to like lead you through, and pretty much all you do is just kill stuff. So it's kind of a isometric kind of top-down view. And then you just have a couple weapons and then you gain magical powers and just murder a lot of stuff. So pretty fun. Cool. I like it.
That does sound cool.
What about you, Eric?
So I went back to Breath of the Wild because the DLC finally came out. So I started a new game in that. It's a huge time sink. So
did you get the motorcycle?
No, I didn't. I'm not at the part where you get to the DLC stuff yet.
Oh.
But,
it's hogwash.
Been playing that, and I've been catching all the legendaries in Ultra Sun. I guess that counts. That's cool. Basically it. I haven't had too much time to play recently.
Yeah.
But I read Nemo Rising, so that review's coming soon.
Woohoo!
Ready. But I think that's it, guys.
All right.
We had a big show. We're clocking in 1 hour and 23 minutes right now.
Ooh.
Hey, hey, hey.
Long.
Hey, are we recording next week?
What's next week?
Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve, right?
I can record in the morning if you guys can.
I can.
Yeah, I can probably. I probably can as well.
Cool.
Okay, cool. So, guys, then I'll... look for a special Christmas.
Did you say you can't, Jason?
No, I can.
Okay.
And I was just saying I'll save my Merry Christmases for them.
There you go.
Awesome. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. And we will catch you all later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.